With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has been on the phone with China's Xi Jinping. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
U.S. and Chinese officials confirmed that the two leaders had a phone call on Monday. According to China's official news agency, Xi told the president that Taiwan's return to mainland China is an important part of the post-war international order. The presidents also discussed trade, but the Chinese statement did not reveal any concrete agreements on matters such as the purchase of American soybeans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's bad news in Florida where there's been a third death from last week's shooting at a beachside residence. And we get more details from Marcella Sanchez.
A civilian locksmith who was shot while assisting sheriff's deputies serving an eviction notice in Vero Beach, Florida, has died from his injuries. The Indian River County's sheriff's office identified him as 76-year-old David Long. His death brings the toll from last Friday's shooting to three. Deputy Terry Sweeting Mashkow was also killed. The 25-year veteran and Long were shot by the suspect, who was facing eviction. Another deputy was shot in the shoulder and was released from the hospital over the weekend. The accused shooter, Michael Halberstam, also died from his wounds on Saturday. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Trump's DOGE office is no more.
When he came into office back in January, the president tapped billionaire CEO Elon Musk to head an office called the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. The goal was to slash the size of the government. Many tens of thousands of federal employees were fired during a chaotic period, with Musk, at one point, holding a chainsaw high in the air. But now DOGE doesn't exist. Reuters reports that the Office of Personnel Management has since taken over many of the functions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. What do American churchgoers think about family?
The Family Research Council has teamed up with the Cultural Research Center to ask people who attend worship services regularly how they define the building block of society. 46% of respondents agree that a family is, quote, one man and one woman married with children. 20% say it's any group of people who care for each other. 6% say any group of people who live together, and 22% of churchgoers say the definition of family is something that changes over the years and from culture to culture. Michael Harrington reporting.
This week's Thanksgiving Day celebrations bring the Pilgrims back into the spotlight for their one annual moment. That first Thanksgiving celebration is echoed from 1621 during the American Revolution. The Continental Congress declared a day of Thanksgiving. President James Madison announced days of Thanksgiving during the War of 1812. This is SRN News. A pair of snowy owls has taken up residence along a Lake Michigan beach, sparking a lot of speculation about how long the Arctic birds of prey will call Chicago home.
Word of the owls has been circulating on bird-watching websites for the past week. A throng gathered on a Lake Michigan pier over the weekend to see the birds. While snowy owls are not rare in Chicago, their frequency each winter does vary widely. Generally, a handful are reported in Chicago each year around December, but sometimes there aren't many at all. Snowy owls live north of the Arctic Circle in the summer months. Rich Thomason reporting.
AAA warns this Thanksgiving will be the busiest ever for travel. Road trips dominate the forecast, with 73 million drivers expected, some 6 million flyers expected to crowd the airports, and another 2.5 million will use buses, trains, or go on cruises. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.